This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. Just a bit of an extra dose of us for the week.
I feel like I can also be a little bit more tired on this portion of the week's episode.
We are a little bit tired today.
Just after the bank holiday.
The banker.
Good old banker.
Great bank holiday.
We're getting a lot of them lately.
I agree. I think they added in a few extra ones.
I think we definitely got an extra one because of COVID. I remember someone saying that.
There is a COVID one in, I think it's February.
Is it?
I think.
I just feel like
every week there's a bank holiday.
Love that.
But I don't really know, because we obviously work for ourselves, like, you don't really get
the
day off.
You can't take advantage of it as much.
No.
But
it's still fun. I love everyone else being off and being hanging. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the season to change.
More than you.
More so Ellie today, but I do love Pennies that winter.
I love it so much. I do. All the coats and all.
Yeah.
Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing a modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
You can cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal.
Autumnal. Yeah.
Accessories and perfect layering pieces, so like your hats and scarves, belts, bags, jewellery, they have it all.
They literally do. Head to Penny's today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us. Something pondering on our minds, something that we're just has irked us.
Something to give out about.
Yeah. Well, not even give out. Or sometimes it's just things you don't understand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that way of looking at it too.
I mean, I just don't.
What's your rant, girl?
Mine is, do you ever meet someone who doesn't like any sauces?
Oh, this is a very niche one.
I don't know how this came into my head. I don't even remember who. I don't think I've met people who haven't liked any sauce. No, I definitely have. Don't like sauces.
Like, in general, any sauces?
I just think sauces are the best thing. And I don't understand how you could not like a sauce.
Like, having
plain everything. Like, they don't like ketchup. They don't like garlic. They don't like gravy, peppercorn, curry, satay, like, all the sauce.
I saw a girl plating up. We were getting a Chinese last night and I was like, I need to go on to TikTok. I love watching people plate
up. Yeah.
Oh, love it. And I just love seeing other people's orders of what they get. Some girl put gravy on her Chinese.
Slay, honestly.
She had chips with her Chinese, so she put the curry sauce on like the chicken, but then she put the gravy on the chips.
I would love that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Now.
But I never, my Chinese is so boring, it's just a spice bag. So if I was playing it up, I'd just have a spice bag on a plate.
I got something new last night. I got sweet and sour chicken Hong Kong style.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it crispy?
Yeah, it's like battered chicken, so it's not just like the.
Does it get soggy down the sauce?
No. And it was beautiful.
Oh my God. I got a spice bag.
Nice.
On Sunday, yeah, it was
delicious. The spice bag never really does it for me.
I love a spice bag.
Just a spice bag. Do you not feel like you need a bit like rice or noodles or like.
I had a bit of prawn crackers as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. And obviously sauce, curry sauce.
Obviously, like.
Yeah. I just think that, I just don't understand. I'd love to pick someone's brain who doesn't like sauces. Or do you ever meet someone who like has an extreme fear of sauce?
I think that's my dad.
Really?
Dad's not a sauce man. Sauces. Like, he'd never get, like, sauce on a sandwich or like, okay, he eats brown sauce on his potatoes. Like,
that's the one sauce I like.
Is it?
I don't get it.
Brown sauce is the weirdest taste. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Yeah, he has the chef brown sauce. He'll have that on his potatoes. But other than that, like, any sauce, ooh, he'd get sick. Like, yeah, he's.
Do you reckon it's, like, the texture of it that people don't like?
Maybe.
Someone let us know. If you don't like sauce, why?
Yeah, tell us.
What is it? Oh, garlic sauce. Also, sorry, I was in England the weekend. Garlic sauce like isn't a thing there. Like rarely. Like you wouldn't, like my sister asked for it in the pub and she was like, what? She was like, okay, it's fine, never mind.
They just don't have it, like?
Not a thing, yeah.
What?
I think like the Domino's and stuff would, but even America as well, then they don't really have garlic sauce.
I remember when I was in Canada, I remember ordering a Domino's and ordering garlic sauce and
is it garlic butter?
Okay. Garlic butter?
Yeah, well, in Boston, yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, literally melted butter.
Yeah, where's garlic. My sauce?
Delicious though, but not for pizza.
No, I need to be dipping it into something.
Yeah, so my rant is that I want to understand why people don't like sauces and also why does not every country have garlic sauce? It's the best sauce in the world.
Mm.
Especially the Domino's one.
We need to go on ranch over here, do we?
Ranch. Like mayo.
What is it? Is it spicy mayo? Like,
it's not even spicy, it's plain. It's like, do you know the Doritos ranch flavour, the blue ones?
Cool ranch.
It's like that, but in sauce. Very plain.
Is it?
It's nice, but garlic, like how does no one know about garlic sauce?
I just want to eat a big fat chicken dipper and dip it into the ranch, a big cup of it. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Starving. Yeah, that's mine anyway.
My rant of the week is, it's more so something that I wish I could be able to do, but I can't.
Okay.
People who can dilly-dally through an airport. Oh my. I've turned into such an airport dad.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'm only realising it lately. Yeah. Airport app mode activated, like,
really
need to be there really early. Yeah, see,
I got there fucking 20 minutes more.
I saw, like, if somebody's like, in front of me, I'm like, ah, here, and like, I have to pass them out. No,
you have to run away.
But, like, they're obviously doing that because they're on time and they're like,
yeah,
relaxed. Yeah, and no,
yeah. Or do you ever see people who eat before they go through security? Who has that much time? As in, like, there's a restaurant before you go in and they're sitting in it.
Yeah, I made the rookie mistake.
You must have so much time.
I'm doing that with the girls in Miami and we all missed our flight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, me, Cueva, and...
What was it again?
I went to Chili's.
Chili's, oh, yeah, yeah.
Cueva and Zoe are...
Chili's sounds disgusting as well.
I don't even know why I wanted to try it so bad.
I think it used to be in a TV show or something.
Did it?
I don't know.
I just saw loads of people on TikTok getting it, so I was like, need to try that. No, I was like, girls, we're fine. We've loads of time now. I got the security and your one was literally like, you're not making that flight. So, my rant is more about myself, that I wish I could be... Not an airport dad, but I'm airport dad. Yeah.
I just love going sometimes. I just running through. I like the not knowing if you're going to, make your flight or not. So I was like,
Charlene.
And I knew, like, I just feel like Aer Lingus are really sound that, like, if you did miss it, they'd just put down the flight.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but I don't think that's my delusion, but.
When I went the other, last week, the belts weren't working. Oh my God, it was carnage. Like the baggage belts, to check in your bag. It was mayhem.
See, I don't count in times where things gone wrong.
Yeah.
Or like then my bag got taken and there's no liquid allowance in Dublin Airport anymore. So you can, in Terminal 2, you can bring it through whatever you want. I brought you a big shampoo, conditioner.
Big bottle.
Left them on my sister and all. Yeah. But then they got stopped and tested because they have to check there's nothing in them. But then going back, I had to leave a lot of shit there because I could only bring one little bag back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
So you can have it that, going out, but not coming back.
Yeah.
Have it in all airports, come on.
But it's good if you're going on holiday and you're Irish because you can bring over like your sun creams and all if you want to without having to worry.
True.
Or put them in your briefcase if you haven't.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So there's
that's my rant.
Ranting.
If you agree with either of us or you want to write in or tell us about your sauce phobias or your airport icks, then you can let us know on our email. It's homewardrink@growloudnow.com and our Instagram is homewardrinkpod and we ask for kind of inputs there. Questions. Our main episode for this week is a Q&A, so we ask for them. So it's Home I Drink Pod if you want to follow along. Now we're going to do If I Was You. So this is, actually we only like amped up the bonus episode recently.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we get to,
lift.
Little surgery.
Yeah.
This is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what to do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't say maybe if sports. We have to say this is what we would do.
Literally put ourselves in their shoes.
Literally put on your little brogy raha and tell you.
Your what?
Brogy raha.
What the hell is that?
Your shoes in Irish.
Is it?
I think. Definitely brogy. I don't know what raha's from. I think it's your runners.
Brogy raha. Running shoes. Running, must be,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
She's so patriotic, guys. Can't stop being patriotic.
That's the only Irish that I know. And oop to write you. I used to love that word. Okay, so this is the dilemma. It came into our email address. So it's homewardrink@growloudnow.com. Says, hey girl, so since I was in primary school, I've been getting bullied by a girl who I thought was my best friend. She would invite me to things and just laugh at me, or once boys came onto her radar, it got so much worse. She would trip me or make me spill my drinks to look bad in front of them. She's a real pick-me girl and knocks me down to make herself look better. She's not like this with other girls in my friend group. And I don't want to lose them by having a big falling out with her, but I'm sick of the way that she treats me. Anytime I try to stand up for myself, she makes it seem like she's the victim. Fingers crossed, I'm heading off to college in September and she's applied to the same place as me. I know she'll be clinging at the start of the year because she won't know anyone else and I don't want her ruining my first year. How can I break up with her with as little as drama as possible?
Oh, breaking up with a friend?
She seems like bitch.
Bitch. How'd you break up with a friend? Sometimes I think naturally friends kind of fizzle out.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there was a way that she could just kind of ease herself off, or does it have to be a thing of literally sending a breakup text to a friend?
Yeah.
We don't think we should be friends anymore.
So she's going to the same course. Oh, no, same place. They're not necessarily the same course.
Like, she could go into the detail of her saying, you've been really mean to me.
Yeah, I think texting her and being or maybe seeing her in person. I mean, look, I think this friendship isn't really working out for me. You're just making me feel shit. You've done this and that. And maybe she might turn around and be oh my God, you're right. I have been a pick me. I have been a pick me and doing all this and that. Maybe it's not that she didn't realise, but doesn't realise how much it affects you maybe if you haven't said it to her so far. Even though she should, obviously, but I think she needs to be told what she's done.
Yeah.
I think even if you feel comfortable saying in person, do it. But if you can do it in person. But if you want to text it, you can as well.
Yeah.
And just be look, this isn't working out for me. It's making me feel shit and giving me negative feelings. And none of my other friends treat me like this. None of the other girls in the group treat me like this. And I just don't want it anymore. And if she starts making herself the victim again, then just be enjoy.
That's terrible. She knocks me down to make herself look better. That's
it's giving obsessed.
Really is. That's a very one-sided thing. I think the bully friend literally just has her around to just pick on her make herself feel better.
Giving jealous.
Yeah, definitely. It shows how kind of insecure she must be then.
Yeah.
I think Shara said, break up with her in person if you can. To explain to her why, in case, as well for you to be able to get it off your chest, but also maybe she genuinely doesn't see that she's doing wrong.
That's what exactly, yeah. She might just be oh my God, I didn't realise it affected this much. Some people do need to be told, they shouldn't need to be, but some people do need that to be fuck, I have been out of line. Hopefully she does see that and straight away and you can maybe sort it out, but that just doesn't seem like a friend that you'd want to have anyway if it doesn't work out.
Especially bringing that into a new environment in college and all, you want to start fresh.
Yeah, exactly. And especially you're clinging on to and then being mean again when she has a stability of other friends there. I wonder, is it worth as well to talk to the other girls in the friend group and see if maybe she is treating it like that, no one's saying it.
I wonder, are other people realising it?
And how's no one said anything so far?
Fair play to her for putting up, well, not fair play, Jesus, nobody should ever put up with that, but that would wear you down so much, especially the fact, what'd she say, we're friends since primary school.
It's not even a friend, that's draining to be around someone
weird.
That.
Yeah.
So I think also approach the other girls and look, have you noticed what she's towards me, makes me feel really shit, what do you think? And they might say, oh my God, we even talked about this. We were going to say it to you. We think that we don't want to be friends with her either. Because does anyone want to be friends with something like that? Do you know what I mean?
Literally having a bully in the group.
Yeah, if I think of my group, I had to hope that no one would put up with that for anyone else.
No. Either. Yeah.
So I think that I don't want to say tell everyone to get her cut off, but I think definitely approach them first and see what they say. And they might even give you advice as well as us.
True.
Being what you should do, what way to approach it, because they might have an idea of it as well. And then you can say to the girls, look, the other girls have said it to me too. They see it. It's not just me saying it.
So. Imagine one of them came forward as well and was oh my God, she does the exact same thing.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
You might start finding out that everybody else is feeling the same way.
Or little random other things she's done or remarks she's passed when you're not there about them or even something like that. So I think when it's a friend, it's going to be kind of awkward that maybe people don't actually talk about it. And then once it's said, it's the can of worms open.
Yeah, everybody else feels oh my God, okay, I feel that way too.
Yeah,
really.
A weight off their shoulders. Yes. So I think definitely that's what you need to do. But hope you're okay.
Yeah.
Send us an update as well and let us know how.
Please do.
How it goes. New episodes of Home and Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday. And our main episodes are on Wednesday. And also we have our main full episodes on YouTube now every Thursday.
Woohoo!
So we'll see you at all three destination.
Yay!
Love you.
And a big thanks to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest Pennies at Primark store now.
And make sure to rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform or viewing platform you're listening on right now. Talk to you soon, birds.
We love you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.